Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as I spent some time with God, I began the day in the devotional journal that we've been going through, Living Free. Reigning with freedom when surrounded by enemies. And today's topic is living free from punishment. I don't know about you, but I had a hard time as a child understanding and knowing the difference between the discipline that my parents would use on me and punishment. And I'm guessing that most children have a tough time recognizing that the discipline that comes out of love often looks like punishment when you don't understand the motivation, the love of your parents. And I know we live in a culture, society that there are those that it was simply punishment. And no a desire, a motive to provide any correction. But that wasn't the case in my home growing up. I believe God discipline for us sometimes feels like punishment. Because we don't fully understand His motive. We don't fully understand where it is He's trying to take us in this path of maturity, of growth. The Bible says that the wicked will be punished, but the righteous will be set free. And when I think about living free from punishment, I think about the ultimate punishment that in Christ we've been set free from. The penalty, the punishment of death for our sins. And yes, each one of us will eventually die unless Jesus returns before that time. I was reading an article the other day, an excerpt from some writings of C.S. Lewis, who lived in a different time era, but was questioned about how to live in an age of nuclear energy, specifically of nuclear weapons. And in a time when fear wrapped its arms and tentacles into the world following the use of atomic weapons in the end of World War II. And everybody became concerned about a global nuclear war. And fear gripped nations as people built their own bomb shelters and things not only here in the United States but in Europe and other places. And he made this comment about the fact that, you know, unfortunately you and all of your loved ones have already been sentenced to death. And most of us will die a very unpleasant death. And so his conclusion was that when death comes, it ought to find us living life. Going about the things that makes life enjoyable. And this quote was being shared in the context of our current a pandemic. And this idea of understanding and figuring out how to be cautious, how to be wise and yet still live life. There's nothing wrong with wanting to live. God has put that desire within us. But to protect a life that is temporary at all costs begins to reach a point as we're not really living. We're just existing. And I don't have the answers for what the appropriate reaction is and what we should or shouldn't do. But I know that Jesus says that He has come to give us life and life to the abundance or life to the full. And as I think about living free from punishment, this idea of living without fear of death, the punishment that I deserve for my sins, knowing that all that is a ending to an awareness of life on this earth and an awakening to an awareness of a greater life with Jesus, with God, with all of those who have died in Christ and have gone on before. And again, it's not something to hasten or to bring about on our own, but when I live free from the punishment, I recognize that God has freed me from the consequences of sin. Today, as we pray, as we spend time with God and go throughout the day, I would encourage you to consider what it looks like if the threat of death no longer hangs over your head. If you live life to the full with all wisdom and knowledge that God has given you. If our compassion and our kindness and our concern for one another leads us to expressing love and care and meeting needs. If that freedom from punishment says, I'm going to live as one who is righteous, who is right with God. Not as one who is foolish, but as one who is wise. The Bible teaches that God has ordained governments to punish those who break the law, who practice wickedness. And do they accomplish that task perfectly? Of course not. At the time that God tells us that in Scripture, the Christians have been under persecution and will continue to be under persecution, often by government forces. And he talks about enduring. But the punishment we receive from human institutions for our wrongdoing is, well, God says we ought to just bear under it because we deserve it. And the punishment that we receive from human institutions unjustly, God says, well, you ought to just endure it. As a representative of Jesus who endured the ultimate punishment from a human institution, the punishment of death. And God says, we have been set free. Will we live as those who have been set free? There's another aspect to this that I mention in the devotional journal, and that is not only have we been set free from punishment, that Christ has taken on the penalty for our sin, that ought to change the way we treat others. Because I believe it also means we've been set freed from our felt need to punish others. If God has set us free from the punishment of our sin, then how can we, in any sense of the word, feel a need to punish others for the consequence of their sin? If God has forgiven them, and again, I'm not talking about doing away with consequences. I think biblically the judicial system and the justice system was always meant to correct and bring about change. We've not really done that well here in the United States. We've developed more of a punishment system. But if I can live free from the punishment that I deserve, and if I can live free from the need to punish others, then I begin to look at how can I mature? If I'm not being punished, how can I grow from the correction, from the discipline that God brings about? If I don't need to punish others, how can I be involved in the discipline and correction that they need that's for their good and for their growth? You see, God doesn't want us to stay the same. He doesn't want us to remain infants. He's called us to grow up into the head, into Christ, to maturity. And just as I needed discipline as a child from my parents, we need discipline from our Father. We need the correction that sometimes only He can give. We need the correction that He sometimes uses others to bring into our life. So today, as we pray and spend time with God, think about what life looks like, knowing that you are free from the punishment that you definitely deserved. How will you live differently? Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank you so much that you are a God that has set us free. And while those who continually practice wickedness will receive punishment, that's not really your desire. But in Christ, you've set us free from the punishment that we deserved because of our sin. Not just the punishment of this physical death, because we will experience that, but the punishment of a spiritual eternal death. So, Father, as we live and grow, may we accept the discipline that you provide, that you give, whether it's direct from your hand, or whether it's through the people that you use to bring that about. Father, as we live as those set free from the eternal punishment that we deserve, may we be mindful that that also means we've been set free from the need to judge others as eternally condemned. to be involved in the growth and correction, in making things right. God, as we live through this time of COVID-19, help us to really live. To not be those who shrink back in fear, but be those that shine brightly for Jesus. Help us to do so with all wisdom and knowledge that's available to us, not just from the world's sources, but more importantly, from you. Father, may we represent Jesus well. May we shine brightly with His light within us. As we listen and follow the leading and prompting of His Spirit that You've given us. I do pray that this virus would be gone, we wipe from the face of the earth, that we have learned lessons from it that would change the way we treat people for the better. I continually pray for the children in our homes, our communities, as we think about this sometimes complicated topic of punishment and discipline and correction. I pray that they children would know loving parents and adults that really do desire the best, that provides the correction and discipline that's needed, but in a way that it's not just raw punishment. Father, help us as a nation to do better in our judicial and correctional systems. May they really be about correction, about restoration, about making things right. God, as we go about life, may we be mindful of one another, knowing that our comfort level in the midst of a pandemic or our comfort level at any time is often different than that of anyone else. May we learn to treat one another with love and respect and honor. May we do the things that Christ would have us to do, as He taught us to serve one another in love, to submit to one another in love, to do all things in love, in that foundation that views the needs of someone else as greater than my own. God, today, as we recognize and acknowledge the freedom that we've been given from the punishment we deserved, may it change the way we live. May we be more joyful. May we be more compassionate. May we be more helpful to others. May we be more grateful to You. God, may the things that we do reflect who we are in Christ. May they be done in such a way that we lift up Jesus every day, that He would draw many to Himself through our witness and through the witness of Your Word. Father, may we come to You and find rest. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Thursday morning, devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. Again, just a brief reminder for those in the South Bend, Indiana area. I will be facilitating or leading an outdoor gathering of prayer on Sunday evening, this coming Sunday, July 26th at 6:30 p.m. at the Deer Run Church of Christ on 2730 South Ironwood Drive here in South Bend. This will be a gathering simply for people to pray. And I said, it's not a gathering to listen to people pray, but to pray. And so roughly an hour long, I'll open it up in an opening prayer, and then about every 5 minutes we'll give a topic to pray about. And you can pray from your vehicle. You can bring lawn chairs and gather in socially distanced groups with your household members. As each topic is announced, just pray. And pray about whatever God brings to mind regarding those topics. And there'll be things really related to the church and the community this week. So again, Sunday, July 26th, 6:30 p.m. at the Deer Run Church of Christ. If you can join us, that would be great. Because of the nature of it, I'm not sure if it's something that I'll end up being able to live stream or record, but we'll see what happens by the time Sunday comes along. But thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that you are greatly blessed by God today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.